This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, talking about the recession again, not about hedge funds, but about climate change. If you want to cut carbon emissions, a recession is pretty much a foolproof way to do it. We drive less, we produce less, we emit less when the economy is bad. But in a growing economy, the holy grail of making controlling climate change palatable to everybody has been finding a way to keep on growing and creating jobs while at the same time shrinking our carbon footprint. Tough to do. Haven't had a whole lot of luck on that until this week. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that story.
The big word here is decoupling. This is a divorce we want to see. For four decades now, the International Energy Agency has measured the world economy going up and down in tandem with, holding hands with, greenhouse gas emissions. Until now, says the IEA's Laura Kotze in Paris.
It's the first time that we see 3 years in a row flat emissions despite economic growth going up. So it's a major change vis-a-vis what we have seen up to now.
The question is why. The IEA says the two biggest emitting countries, China and the U.S., are using less coal, and the world is powered by more renewable energy. Big trends here. Well, Earth scientist Steve Davis at UC Irvine isn't so sure. He thinks the good emissions news could be a one-time thing, China shifting away from heavy industry, and not long-term.
We just need to be wary of jumping the gun and assuming that it's happening. If you dig in, you see that there are these structural economic shifts going on, and we can't take this early sign of decoupling as a sign of victory.
The debate over whether we've been lucky or good as far as emissions, it goes on. As for the future, well, one way to lock in low emissions is policy, says economist Michael Greenstone at the University of Chicago. That is, making fossil fuels more expensive to reflect pollution costs or making renewables cheaper.
At the end of the day, markets choose the least expensive energy source, and the only way to guarantee that the least expensive energy source are carbon-free sources is through policy.
Otherwise, CO2 and growth could hook up again. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.